91X News.
It's 23 degrees, mainly sunny at 4 o'clock from the CUNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Connor Robinson. In international news, the White House has released a memo summarizing U.S. President Donald Trump's controversial phone call with Ukraine's leader in July. Sagar Magani reports.
The summary shows the president repeatedly prodded his Ukrainian counterpart to work with personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani and Attorney General William Barr to investigate political rival Joe Biden. The president was talking about unsubstantiated allegations that Biden tried to interfere with a Ukrainian prosecutor's probe of Son Hunter, saying, quote, "It sounds horrible to me." The president's been insisting for days he did nothing wrong on the call.
It was a perfect call.
The intelligence community's watchdog believed the call could be a campaign finance violation, with the president seeking political help. The Justice Department says it found no violation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson continues to battle Parliament over his determination to pull Britain out of the European Union on October 31st, even without a deal. Leader of the opposition, Joe Swinson, says the British people should be wary of Johnson after his move to suspend Parliament was deemed illegal by the Supreme Court.
We have a Prime Minister who has abused our democracy, who has been found guilty of breaking the law, unlawfully proroguing Parliament. And so he's proven time and again that he simply cannot be trusted.
Parliament has passed a law requiring Johnson to seek a Brexit extension if there is no deal, but Johnson says he won't do that under any circumstances. The federal Liberals say they will create a national flood insurance program for homeowners without adequate protection and develop employment insurance benefits for people struck by national disasters. Liberal leader Justin Trudeau also says if re-elected, his government will provide loans to Canadians who want to do major energy retrofits to their homes.
We will introduce a new interest-free loan of up to $40,000 for homeowners and landlords who want to make their homes more energy efficient.
Trudeau is also promising to develop a national plan to relocate Canadians whose homes are at risk of repeat flooding due to climate change. He says in the coming years, the world is going to be seized with mitigating against climate change. Now on to some local stories. Belleville City Council is looking at the possibility of restricting single-use plastic bags. Kyle Ellington has a story.
The city is considering the change to be more environmentally friendly, but there are some concerns. Councillor Chris Millette says the city should consider the cost to small businesses.
We do have to do something urgently. There's too much plastic, we also have to weigh that with the impact it has on businesses in our community. Someone in my family runs a small business that relies on plastic utensils, for instance, and the cost for small businesses is astronomical for the alternatives that are on the market right now.
Mayor Mitch Panchuk says he would like to reduce the use of plastics in a much more environmentally friendly way.
I expect that you will see the city of Belleville take steps to restrict the use of single-use plastics in our city. Today's request for that report was to want to make sure that we are doing it the proper way.
Council has not come to any decision yet on what they will do next. Kyle Ellington, CUNET News, Belleville.
The Treasured Food Bank is kicking off their annual food drive this weekend. This year, they're looking to capitalize on the success of 2018. Ryan Pettigrew has a story.
The annual food drive will be running this Saturday, September 28th, and next Saturday, October 5th. Food Bank manager Al Teal is hopeful that they'll be able to improve on the 10 tons of food they raised last year.
That was a real good year. After a few lean years, it was a good year.
Yeah, that's awesome. This year,
we're hopeful that if we can just take it up a couple tons more, 2 or 3 tons more would be great.
Teal says that this food drive is crucial in getting them through a couple of months at the end of the year.
This food drive in October gets us through to Christmas. Christmas, we don't even ask. People just donate.
Yeah.
And that gets us through to probably April, May.
Wow.
Then May, June, July, August, September. 5 months of the year, I'm topping that warehouse up.
The Trenton Food Bank serves households across Quinte West. More information on the annual food drive can be found at www.trentonfoodbank.ca.
Four mayors from across the Bay of Quinte region want action on the water levels in the bay. They met at the Quinte West City Hall yesterday to discuss the effects of Plan 2014. Plan 2014 was put into place by the International Joint Commission to raise water levels in order to create more space for fish and wildlife. Quinte West Mayor Jim Harrison says it's time for a change.
Call for immediate action to reduce water levels. Immediate action to reduce water levels and keep them down. Right now we're talking about Councilor McHugh, you said 21 inches higher than it should be at this time of year. So.
The mayor say that since Lake Ontario's water levels have been raised, millions of dollars worth of property has been destroyed in the Quinte region. Tourism has diminished in Prince Edward County because beaches are washed up and farmland was flooded in Brighton. Officers from the Quinte West Detachment of the OPP have started an investigation into mischief. A building belonging to the city was damaged, is believed to have happened over the weekend. Any person who may have any information is asked to contact the OPP. On Monday evening, there was a garage fire on Bethel Road. 20 firefighters were dispatched to combat the flames. There were no injuries or fatalities. Damage is estimated at $75,000. That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
Hi, Amanda. How's the new job going?
There's a reason so many people choose Dr. Julianne Peterson as their orthodontist.
Oh, hi, Cole. How was your soccer tournament?
They choose Dr. Julianne Peterson because the entire Peterson family gets to know your family. From knowing the family pet, the kids' schools, sports involvements, and so much more.
Hey, Brett, how was Panama?
Dr. Julianne Peterson voted Belleville's number one orthodontist. Call for a free consultation, no referral required, 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
In sports, Austin Matthews says he regrets if he distressed any individual or distracted the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Star Center made a statement today following the team's morning skate after news broke that Matthews is facing a charge of disorderly conduct and disruptive behavior. The alleged incident took place in his hometown of Scottsdale, Arizona in May. Leafs head coach Mike Babcock says he was only made aware of the situation yesterday.
They're always disappointed. I mean, as the Toronto Maple Leafs, we really pride ourselves in doing things right on the ice, off the ice, and treating people. And so it's an unfortunate situation.
Matthews is scheduled to be in the lineup tonight when Toronto hosts the Montreal Canadiens in the preseason action at Scotiabank Arena. The Belleville Senators have made three cuts from their training camp. Defensemen TJ Melanchon and Chris Martinet have been released from the training camp, while defenseman Trenton Bourque has been assigned to the Brampton Beast. The Senators will play their first game of the preseason when they hit the ice this Saturday for a game against the Laval Rockets. Columbus Blue Jackets center Brandon Dubinsky likely will miss the start of the season with a wrist injury. The 33-year-old Dubinsky is out indefinitely. He's entering his 13th NHL season. Last year, he recorded 6 goals and 8 assists in 61 games. Toronto Maple Leafs have settled up a backup goaltender. Toronto released Michael Neuwirth, making Michael Hutchinson the backup behind starter Frederick Anderson. Hutchinson stopped 38 shots in Monday's 3-0 win over Montreal. 4 Canadian teams take to the ice in the NHL preseason action. The Toronto Maple Leafs host the Montreal Canadiens. Later, the Ottawa Senators visit the Vancouver Canucks. The Canadian soccer spotlight is on Toronto tonight. Toronto FC hosts the Montreal Impact in the final leg of the Canadian Championship. The Impact carry a 1-0 lead into the match after winning last week's opener in Montreal. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Forecast for Belleville tonight. Cloudy with light showers and a low of 20. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high of 20. At 4:07, it's 23 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Connor Robinson, News on 91X, next at 5.